USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The prices of ground beef and chicken breast rose by more than 20% per pound between March and April, according to new data from the Department of Agriculture. The USDA also reporting that hot dog meat rose by 14.5%, while packaged hamburger and hot dog buns were 11.2% more expensive. The price of ketchup increased by 15.8%, while mustard became 11.2% more expensive. This as President Biden is meeting with the leadership at the Fed Reserve, which National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says is a normal occurrence.
It's standard practice for presidents from time to time to meet with the chair of the Federal Reserve to get their perspective on the economic outlook.
Biden also welcoming K-pop sensations BTS to the White House Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
There's no stopping sticker shock at the pump. Drivers are seeing a new gas price record just as millions return to work from the long holiday weekend. AAA putting today's national average at $4.62 a gallon. California remains the most expensive at $6.16. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross says as people continue to hit the roads over the summer, gas prices won't be going down.
If more people are hitting the road and you have this sort of increased demand at gas stations, you could see these prices stay high throughout all of summer and into the fall.
Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for March shows a 20.6% annual jump in home prices that tops a 20% gain the month before. Tampa, Phoenix, and Miami posting the biggest gains, with Tampa prices surging nearly 35%. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A 10-year-old boy in Florida has been arrested for threatening to commit a mass shooting at a school a week after 19 children and two teachers were murdered at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Lee County Sheriff Carmen Marencino says they take these threats very seriously.
Fake threat, real consequence, simple. I'm asking parents and guardians, I've asked them multiple times, sit your child down and explain, because we know children make mistakes, but we need the parents and guardians to sit down and tell them. Fake threat, real consequence.
Early voting in South Carolina's primary begins Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace tells Fox and Friends First that the midterms will be a Republican wave.
Republicans need to show independence that our message and our policies and our values are what are going to lead our country out of the mess that Joe Biden has created, because he has been on the wrong side of every single issue.
She says South Carolinian families are worried about inflation and border control. This is the first election with South Carolina's new voting laws. Voters have the opportunity to cast early ballots for 2 weeks leading up to Election Day. The cleanup continues in Minnesota after fast-moving thunderstorms damaged at least 100 homes and generated at least one confirmed tornado. Throughout the state, severe weather knocked out power to more than 72,000 homes and businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.